It is definitely time that we spoke food. It's been way too long between delicious treats. And Tung from Noodlies, one of the greatest food blogs around, joins me in the studio. A very good morning to you.
Very good morning. I feel like I'm one of the fattest bloggers around.
Now, tell me, what are we talking about today?
Well, I had a just casual conversation with someone at work, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know what? Every 2 weeks, her and a friend of hers goes around a different suburb in Sydney looking mm-hmm. for things to eat. So she said, well, you know, where? You know, we've been to Auburn, Turkish, Bankstown, Cabramatta, Vietnamese, Harris Park for Indian.
I didn't know about that one. Good.
It's entire suburb in Harris Park. If you go, it's fantastic. It's almost like reliving the Bollywood dream.
Wow. Okay.
And it's like 1 minute away from Parramatta. So she said, so where else? Where else do we go? So there's a couple of things I told her, which we won't go into, which is Marylands. Okay, I'll go in a little bit. Marylands, asylum seeker African community. So they've set up their restaurants, the Somali bread, the injera bread. So they still eat it with their hands, and you come in, so you don't get plates. It's the bread and it's everything on top of it. So, but that's for another day.
That is for another day, but we are going back to that, trust me.
It's really great. So today I wanted to talk about Fairfield. Mm. So it's this place that people go, you know, it's kind of those in-between that, you know, it gets lost in everything else. But it is, if you want a mix of different cultures, you can't do better than Fairfield. So to give you one example.
Please.
La Paula. Chilean bakery that's been there for 30 years, and they're classic. I mean, they do empanadas for over 30 years. It's like a meat pie.
Yeah, but it's
much
delicious.
No, that's kind of ruining it, but it's much better than that. But the other thing they do is they call the Brasso d'Arena, the Queen's Arm, which is basically a sponge that they put a layer of caramel over it, and then they roll it and they sprinkle it with basically.
It's incredible. I've never even heard of that.
You put it in your mouth and the sponge melts and then the caramel comes alive. Oh. So you can buy it by the slice. Well, we buy it actually, like literally the whole loaf, you know, the roll. It's like $10 a roll, really.
That is beautiful.
It's great. And they've been there 30 years. It's just fantastic. The other place is called Miki Yabana, which is actually a Filipino place. And it's a grocery store. But she's right next to the station so that she gets a passing trade of people buying their lunch. So she every day she cooks about 8 dishes that she decides, random Filipino dishes. It's on the Bay Marie. You come and go, I'll have this, and you take it for lunch. Or in the afternoon, you come home, you couldn't be bothered cooking, you stop by and go, I'll take that. And then she'll give you some rice, and that's your dinner.
Now, I don't know enough about Filipino food. What sort of flavours?
There's a bit of American sort of influence in there. And if you walk into the grocery store, you see them selling ketchup.
Oh,
but
really?
All sorts of mayonnaise. It's just amazing. And then you get all these Asian ingredients. Adobo is, it's kind of pork. Cooked, slow cooked in, it's like a casserole that's just so rich. It cooks over a lot of time.
Mm.
Sisig, which is, again, pork. They like their pork. Slice, lots of onion, fried. So it's a strange mix of kind of Spanish, American and Asian flavours.
That would be fascinating. And I love the idea of just whatever's been good for that day is what's got made.
Yeah, and then it changes all the time. So she does that so that, you know, you're not getting the same thing. And then the other one is the oldest and the first Iraqi restaurant in Sydney. So Al Diafa Al Iraqi is the name of the restaurant. You walk in and there's posters of, you know, Baghdad, you know, old Baghdad all around. They still bake their fluffy bread. Yep. You can actually see through the hole through the kitchen that they're taking the bread out.
It's still all on premises.
It's all on premises. It's beautiful. And my favourite is, and it's quite heavy meat based because, you know, obviously the land's not the easiest to farm.
No, it is not.
Except for animals, obviously. and then, so, you know, lamb shank, slow cooked. It's a casserole. And that they dip the flatbread in there. Already, so it comes out. It's soaked up all this stuff. It's a meal in one. Like, literally, people come in. There's an entire meal, enormous lamb shank
with a whole bit of bread on top.
Whole bit of bread, and the meat literally is falling off the bone because it's been cooking for so long.
Oldest and first Iraqi restaurant in Australia.
And Fairfield is the home of more Iraqis outside of Iraq, really.
Really?
Mm. It's really when they had the vote, they normally have a an outstation for people there to vote at the local elections.
That is incredible. So I never knew about that, and I love the idea of Fairfield as a melting pot within a melting pot. It's quite remarkable.
Lamb-shaped melting pot.
Tung, always, always something delightful from you. Where can people read up on the stuff that you've been eating?
Well, go to noodlies.com. I actually, I'll pass on to your producers the link to, because I took a whole bunch of food bloggers through Fairfield.
Oh, wonderful.
And it's all the places, including there's an Afghan bakery there. And there's a good time to go, because it's when, there's two times to go, because that's when they bake the bread really fresh.
That sounds fantastic. We'll make sure we get a link up to that. Thank you, as always, for coming in. Hopefully you've got some ideas for something delicious to eat on the weekend and a brand new place to go to.